Those are the beautiful questions that are asked in the gospel text today. Why are you weeping? What is the cause of your sorrow? What is the cause of your pain? Why do you weep? Seemingly, Mary weeps because Jesus is dead. Not only is he dead, but now his body is missing. She assumes that someone with some malicious intent has stolen his body. So even the dead body of the one she cared for, the one that she loved, has been gone, has been taken. Why are you weeping? Jesus continues and he asks a second question. Whom are you looking for? Remember, I'm pretty sure it was in the Gospel of John, that phrase is used when Jesus is in the Garden of Olives, another garden, and they come to take him away. Whom are you looking for? Jesus of Nazareth. I am. Remember? And they fall back on the ground. Whom are you looking for? If you're looking for a dead man, you're not going to find him. Whom are you looking for? There are many times in our life, my brothers and sisters, when those two questions can be asked of us. Why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? We know that Jesus is risen from the dead. We know that he is alive. But in the living out of life, we have hopes and expectations often. Expectations for God, expectation for our life. And when we come confronted by the reality that is, as opposed to the reality that we want, often we will find ourselves in this same place, weeping, looking for someone who is not there, not in the way that we expect them to be. Everything has changed for Mary. Everything has changed for Jesus. Jesus is not simply raised back to life like Lazarus was, where he was dead and then was raised back to life and went back to the earthly life in which he lived. That's why Jesus can say to her, Mary, stop holding on to me. That there's something so much greater that is to be accomplished. And you do not yet know that. But I will be sending the Consoler. It's nice, isn't it? Why are you weeping? I'm sending you the Consoler. The one who will console your heart. And that Consoler will be with you always. And it cannot be taken from you. Whom are you looking for, my brothers and sisters? Because Jesus has given to us this great gift in the third person of the Holy Trinity to dwell within our very being. First reading today was not before Pentecost. It was the day of Pentecost. Peter goes out boldly to proclaim, preaches, 3,000 are converted. 3,000 come to belief. That's bigger than the biggest parish we have in Johnson County. 3,000 people.
well, maybe 3,000 families. Yeah, 2,000 families, 2,500 families, and more than 3,000 people. But basically, we just added a whole new Johnson County parish overnight. Boom, right? Preaching, one homily, one sermon. But that comes because the Consoler is present. So who are you looking for, my brothers and sisters? If you're looking for the Consoler, he's here. And here's the fulfillment of the gift that God desires more than anything to give. What does Jesus say? Right? Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Ask and you will receive. How much more does your Heavenly Father desire to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of him? We can ask for all sorts of things. We can ask for cars and houses and jobs and clothes and food. But be seeking the Consoler. Seek the one that God desires to give.